This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Stefan Schindler has a chance to write his name in Huddersfield Town legend. And he takes that chance!
Hello and welcome to the most pointless preview show I think we've ever done. It's the warm-up episode 145. It's your host, Brady Frost, and Tom Bradshaw has returned. He's here with me because he loves being entrenched in the misery. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm brilliant, Brady. How are you this lovely, what are we on, Tuesday morning? We're recording very early before Town's last championship game for a long time.
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I think I've had a lot of time to process it. You know, it's like the stages. I had denial at first, and you know, I've gone through them all, and I'm approaching acceptance. Just to kind of tell you how I said this to you before I recorded, but just to kind of show you how kind of not with it I am at the moment, because I'm currently going for a house move. I was meant to meet Matt yesterday in person, and I did end up meeting him, but at 8 o'clock when he was like, "Where are you?" I sent him a link to StreamYard, what we record on. He just replied with a picture of time. So, I'm just not, I want to talk about that more, about like making Matt wait 20 minutes for me in a pub. the miss, to be honest. Anything you want to talk about rather than this, Tom?
Literally, I would talk about anything else, although I'm maybe gonna be interested to see what people think of my thoughts on everything and where a lot of Town fans echo each other's thoughts on the situation and what's going to happen in the future. But we are where we are, aren't we? And we've got one more game. Let's talk about it, Brady, shall we? I mean, it's quite exciting for the team we're playing, to be honest.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, well, let's talk about that, shall we? Like you say, get it out of the way, I suppose, being a preview show. Terriers will be relegated on Saturday, unless there's a 14-goal swing between them and Plymouth and the Pilgrims lose. You're right, you talked about Ipswich. Kieran McKenna's side, they're in action against Coventry on Tuesday. And you'll know the result of that game by the time this gets released. We don't, because we're doing this in the past. So, I wouldn't touch that thing if I was you, says, as you're there now. Any future predictions you want to make, Tom, between now and Wednesday?
Well, Coventry don't have anything to play for now, do they? I don't even think they can sneak into the playoff. So, it depends if they want to ruin Ipswich's party, to be honest. So, I'm going to say Ipswich get a draw, so it does go to the last day where they need a win against us, because a draw against Coventry, let's see if that's happened, then they will be a point above Leeds, won't they? And that'll make for an interesting final day. And I wonder how many Town fans will not care at all if Ipswich do beat us on the final day, if it means if the one little kind of enjoyment. This is extremely petty. If the one tiny bit of enjoyment Town fans can take is they played a part in Leeds not getting automatics.
It's a very, needless to say, I had the last laugh. But as I said, listeners will know, but if the tractor boys always like that name as well. If they get at least a point, it means they're guaranteed automatic promotion as long as they at least match Leeds' results. So, yeah, bit of an interesting one. Like you say, this game has been selected on TV, and it's on Sky in the UK. So that'll be great for our misery. But like you say, will they care? And it's funny, I was listening to the We Are Terriers pod before this, and they were talking about the fun when, like, you know, the results are done and you can relax. And I talked last week about when we were already down and Isaac and Benzie smashing the corner flag after equalising against Man U. That was quite fun because, like you say, you don't care. So I would echo what they've said and kind of like, you know, I hope Town fans have some fun. Any Town fans go in there, like, you know, obviously it's been a dreadful season and we will get into the weeds of that, I'm sure, over the coming weeks. Not that we are going to reveal anything particularly exclusive. It's just been pretty grim. But, yeah, I hope everyone has fun. Tom, you touched on it there. Would you actually be quite happy if Town lost this, if it stops Leeds?
I mean, I wouldn't be happy. I'd have a little smile because Leeds fans have obviously, like, half my family's Leeds fans and obviously had the odd comment and stuff and about what's happening at the moment and when we got relic. I would like to see Ipswich go up anyway regardless, because they've proper shaken it up at the top, especially when you look at the Leicester and Leeds squad and how much money they're both kind of worth and spent. So not even from a Town anti-Leeds point of view, it's more of a, I think I'd just like to see a good story in the Championship and a team kind of, yeah, going against those teams that come down with a parachute payment. So yeah, although you look at that playoff and it might be quite tasty if, say, Ipswich finished third and Norwich ended up finishing sixth and you had a double header derby, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That would be good. I mean, I'm with you, you know, taking the boys from Beeston out of it. I'd quite like Ipswich to, as Tom fixes what looks like a smoke alarm.
It sounds like there's a recorder playing somewhere or something. Can you hear that?
I could hear it.
The Pipe Piper has come to... Can you hear it? Sorry, I just want to check that I'm not being mad.
No,
one plays recorder in my house, so I'm not sure where it's coming from.
I think it's Brighton, right? You know, because he's obviously going to get rid of a lot of players for Saturday. He's just trying to summon anyone with a Town to come play and follow him along.
I'm sorry if that keeps going for the whole podcast. Sorry, Brady, I cut you up then.
No, don't worry. Who cares what I have to think about it? Switch. No, I think it'd be good for them. And like you say, a good story for the Championship. And it's just, like you say, a hell of an achievement what they go up against. And to be honest, I could be completely wrong. But I kind of feel like they have to do it. Otherwise, this is kind of like their chance. It feels a little bit similar to us, in terms of, like, you know, when we were getting promoted, it kind of feels like, oh, this is the opportunity, because I just think they'll get picked apart, or Kieran McKenna will get, you know, tapped up. And yeah, I'd quite like them to do it. I mean, Tom, with this game, what would you like to see? I suppose let's talk about it from a Town perspective, because we've got a few comments about playing the kids. Like, you know, do you just kind of... We've seen that, haven't we? I think it was the Millwall game after the Cowleys went. We kind of just played the kids and gave them experience. And, you know, would you want to see something similar, given all these, like, the murmurings and, you know, players leaving early and stuff like that? Do you kind of want the lineup to be, this is a team, these are players ideally we'd like to keep in League One, let's just play them?
Yeah, you might as well do that. You might as well do that. I mean, I wouldn't give any game time to those that obviously... Don't want to be here next season, and if I'm being brutally honest, haven't particularly been here for the last 5 or 6 months. So yeah, play the players that you know you're going to keep hold of that have actually kind of maybe cared about the situation this season and look like they've given a toss about the club. Because for me, it's been quite evident that there's quite a few players who have just given up at certain points in games in the last few months. So yeah, play the lads that want to play for the badge season. But yeah, also though, you never know. Imagine if West Brom were drawing and Hull needed what do they need? They need like a 6-goal swing or whatever, Brady.
Yeah.
You never know. Town might have to end up beating Ipswich. If Town could beat Ipswich 15-0, then it might get quite exciting. But there's obviously no chance of that because there's no way that we've got a squad that could even, I don't think you could muster a 4-0 away win out of some of the players that we've got. So yeah. Get the young lads on, let them have an experience of a packed stadium that's probably going to be a great atmosphere, and yeah, give them a farewell championship game before they're playing Stevenage and Mansfield and Wrexham away next season.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the ones like Tommy Pender, I'd quite like to see him play. Like you say, get experience. You know, again, just looking at, we'll probably come on to this actually in terms of players that we want, because I think we actually got some mailbag questions as well, so we'll come on to them. But let's start with our favourite type of questions, which is Kwana's questions, and let's hear this jingle for the last time this season right now. A few things change, but also a lot of things are still the same. Yes, so ahead of the previous show, we asked you, how do you feel about relegation for Town now that it's all but confirmed? Obviously, not mathematically so, but it's going to be come Saturday about 3 o'clock. Richard says, feel kind of nothing, honestly. Just glad the season is over. Like most fans, I let all my anger out of the Swans again since then, just feeling completely apathetic. Oliver Eaton, excited for next season, but I've lost confidence in those at the top making the right decisions. If AB leaves, Andrew Brighton, right, do they have a plan in place for a suitable long-term manager? Their fourth attempt in a year. Player movement both in and out, getting fan connection back. Marco4J says, I'm all right as it goes. That's the advantage of not playing to watch them that often as a casual fan in the South. There's some decent away days in League One, Cambridge, maybe Oxford, Orient, Wickham, Reading, Charlton. Well, that's all right for you, Mark, isn't it? But yeah, no, good point. Tom, yeah, all but confirmed thoughts on it all. You were telling me off for being like, you know, something different. You were giving me a nice little finger wag, weren't you?
I am good. I am absolutely good. It's look, I mean, we've seen great stories of teams go down at Ipswich. I mean, Ipswich were there for a few seasons, weren't they? But there is stories of teams going down, rebuilding, coming back stronger. The only worry is I just can't see Town doing that, and that is the worry. But I'm going to sound about maybe a bit snobby here, but I think Town fans sometimes aren't this, and we're very that underdog, small team mentality. When actually we are quite a big club. I think we are a championship club. Like, I know you are where you are on merit, and it's how you are as a footballing team, but there's such potential at the club still to push on and grow and become a proper good second tier team. And we've just gone right back to what will it be? Was it 2014, 2013 when we went up? So 10 years ago, when we're just back in League One, and it took us, I feel like, 10 years to get out of that trouble. I know that involved the admin year and all that, but it's just looking at some of those teams that we've got to play, and I just think back to when we were back there and they'd turn up and you'd have people playing playing for the point, hoofball, head tennis the whole time. I've watched a few derby games this year, and it's just, that's what it's going to be. We're going to be, and normally there's a reasonable sized teams in the League One as well, but I feel like quite a few of them have come up this year. So it's only really us, Bolton, Charlton. Do you know what I mean? Bolton could go up, and Town could actually be one of the bigger, depending who else then comes down with us, be seen as the biggest club in the league, which would be mad.
I suppose you've got Wrexham and Stockport coming up, and they'll have a bit of money
coming up. And then you've got Crawley and Crewe in the playoffs and things. Do you know what I mean? It's just that's what I'm just not looking forward to. You'll have a few teams that bring 1,000, 2,000. Very few teams will bring 1,000 to 2,000. But the rest, you're looking at 500. 500 turning up, and I think that's the one thing that why the championship's so good. You're guaranteed a packed away end pretty much every week, and if anything, you at least have a reasonable atmosphere down at the stadium, and that's my main worry. And with season ticket prices potentially going up next season, that's what I also worry about, is the crowds dropping back down to that kind of 14,000,
13,000 mark. Yeah. Well, I feel crap now, Tom. Thanks for that.
My answer to that is I feel absolutely rotten about it. But I do think back to when we were in that league, and the when the times were good in that league, they were some of the best times I've had supporting Town.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I suppose I'm kind of... This isn't the way... Like, obviously, relegation is terrible. It's not just the loss of revenue. Like you say, we're going to lose players. I know, based on all the comments, will some people be bothered about the players we're going to lose? Probably not. But you think of the staff. It's not just the players on the pitch. It's like, what's going to be affected by that? I would argue... We do have a billionaire owner, so I'd like to think he'd do something about that. So there's not a lot of job losses. I understand it's a business, but still. I'm just a little bit relieved in some ways. Not because I want to be relegated, but I just think it's been like this for a while. And I suppose it's good knowing that it's done, so we can kind of we know what the expectations are for next season. And to be honest, if it had to go to this game, that's, you'd still kind of hope, but deep down you'd know it's too late. So it's all, in some ways it's kind of not great, but I suppose at least, we don't have to rely on that. There's a lot of, as I say, I don't want to get relegated. There's a lot of bad things for League One, but I've got to be honest, I'm fed up of being a crap championship club. Like, the red herring I keep talking about it is that playoff season with Carlos. Like, since we've been relegated from the Prem, this has been what we're like. And we've not learned our lessons. We've had new ownership. There's various reasons you can point to. This has been a disaster of a season. It's not, I was on BBC Radio Leeds on Monday, and it's, Phil Senior was there, and there's like five or six things you can easily point to is what's gone wrong. And it's just, I don't know, in some ways, does it make it easier if they have to start again? Because I've seen nothing this season that if we had just stayed up, would it be any better next season? I haven't seen anything to reassure that. I suppose you'd also flip it then, well, are we going to see anything good next season? Dom Howson made the point. I think we've got some good young players, who would be okay in League One. I actually think some of the players who weirdly Town signed in that season where we reached the playoff final, I'd love to keep. I thought Ollie Turton was really good on Saturday. I think Tom Lees is a top professional. These are the types of players that I would be trying to convince to stay, because, Hoggy, again, if he can, I think we've really missed him the last couple of games.
Brady, people call Jonathan Hogg all season people have called Jonathan Hogg. And I get it, we haven't, there's been no replacement for him, and you can tell he's getting a bit leggy, but the difference he makes when he's on that pitch is just second to none when you look at it with what we've got and he's not there. It's like we have missed him so much these last few weeks, massively.
Yeah. The thing is as well, I've been one of them, but I think he is a good player, and I've never said, like, get rid of him and he's a squad player, but I think this is the problem. It's damning that he's as crucial as he is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, in a way, and that's not a criticism of Jonathan Holt. For me, that's recruitment and the squad. Like that, like you say, he is such a loss when he's not there. But yeah, I'd certainly keep him. You know, there's clearly bad eggs in the squad, so I think I'd just get rid of them. And we're going to come on after the break to talk about Brian Reiter, but which I think will be quite interesting. But look, I'm not saying it'll be great. I think it's going to be quite humbling for, you know, myself included. I think League One's going to be quite humbling. Like you say, Tom, just in terms of what we expect, I don't think we'll walk it by any means. But they need to rip it up and start again. And I think a lot of things are forced for them because, look, like, if players don't want to, you know, stay for the fight to get back up into the Championship, we'll let them go. You know, that's the decision made for them, you know. And I talked about it. Sorry, I appreciate I've been on a bit of a rant here, but I've talked about it quite a lot recently. But we need something we can get behind. We just need that connection. Like, I don't think we had that under Neil Warnock, but fleeting. I don't think we've had that in a long, long time, really consistently. Even when we were doing well under Carlos, you know, for whatever reason, people didn't warm to him. You know, and you look back on that, I kind of regret that because I remember us doing the previous shows and it was kind of like, well, yeah, but it's going to run out and then you're going to run out of steam. And, you know, I wish I enjoyed it a lot more looking at it now. But I think that's what we need. We need that connection back, Tom. I that's what I want to see. And I wonder if having to clear out the decks in a lot of ways, maybe that gives you more wiggle room to do that because, yeah. I don't know. I just want to see that back. I think the atmosphere's been a bit horrible at the stadium when I've been in the last couple of years. That's not a criticism of the fans. You need someone to get behind. I just don't have that.
With the relegation, right? I mean, I've actually just had a quick browse over what Ipswich did when they were in there for four seasons, Brady. That is including one of the COVID years where I think the league was cut short. But that first year down, they were mid-table. Mm-hmm. Second year down, they were ninth. The third year, 11th. And then they came second last year. But I think the thing that it might be really crap for a couple of seasons. But what I'd like to hope is that we're not in that much trouble kind of financially. It's reasonably stable. It's not like we should be able to get a reasonable squad in. We should be able to attract decent players at that level to the club that we are. And at least we should be able to build for a couple of seasons. You know what I mean? Even if it's the worst it can be, I'd like to think, touch wood, the worst it can be in that league is like a 12th or 11th finish.
Mm.
And then you build from there. Because whoever gets this job next, if Andre isn't going to stay on, because, I mean, I'd be very surprised if he did, they've got to give him at least a full season. But I'd like to see someone in charge for 2 years at a minimum now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, we need someone like a Paul Warren, I think, if Brian Reiter goes, which we'll come on to. But, you know, even Derby fans are criticising his football. I mean, I know we've had Justin Peach on here a few times, Derby fan. He's not particularly a good fan of the football, but just got to get off. You got to get out of that division. And Steve Chicken's done a lot of analysis on it. And, you know, I think you could maybe convince some of the players to stick around if you want to, for at least one season. But then they'll go if you don't get up. And I think that'll be really interesting to see, but I have nothing, you know, I have no insider information to report on this, but I think Kevin Nagle, obviously he's replied to Dom Howson's tweet, and he's going to cover it in his chat with Dave Carmichael, so we'll see what happens with that. But I've just got a feeling Kevin Nagel will put money in, because I think he's, you know, he's been shown to be a bit naive this season, and I think he'll be a bit embarrassed, you know, and that's not a criticism of him. Well, I suppose it is, but, you know, I don't mean it. Yeah. he's made mistakes. He's made mistakes. I'm not saying he's done it deliberately, you know, right? I think he's, I've said this before, I think his heart's in the right place, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk, and like, he needs to show us that he's going to do some stuff. And I think this is the, you know, be interesting to see what's in that chat. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the podcast, but yeah.
He has, in some ways. Yeah. It is only a season really, isn't it, that he's been here, and he's had a chance to do. I mean, he didn't even, I don't know what the deal was with the summer, but there was something on the way we couldn't sign players. I don't know why that was. So he's only really had one transfer window, but the biggest mistake that has been made is the sacking of Neil Warnock, and everyone knew that at the time. That is the only mistake that has been made this season, potentially, I think, because.
And Darren Moore.
Well, but but that was part of the sacking of Warnock, and I can't think who else potentially comes in with that squad after Warnock and keeps us up, to be honest. I think like Warnock had already done something pretty impressive with that squad already. He'd got him on side. And I think I said it at the time, Brady, didn't I? Whoever follows Warnock is probably not going to be there for very long. And it's almost felt like it's been one or two managers that, because it just comes back to it every time. It's like, because it was there in the sands, and it was just, that was an absolutely crazy decision. And I don't know who kind of put the finger on the big red button of sack Neil Warnock. But whoever that was, I think at the end of the season has to ultimately be accountable for it. And you'd like to, I mean, Nagel, I guess that's where the book kind of stops, but he's been advised by two people who are here day to day. And yeah, I think they've potentially got quite a lot to answer for at the end of this season.
I don't disagree, but I suppose, not playing devil's advocate here, if you get rid of your sporting director heading into it, what is going to be a massive rebuild season? Is that good? You know, I'm not sticking up for Mark Cartwright. I kind of said, like, I think his appointments have been questionable. Jake Edwards, the managerial appointments have been questionable. I don't think there's any denying that. I don't think the transfer window, again, you can say unfortunate with injuries, but every team has injuries, and we sign players who have an bad injury history. But also, if you get rid of him, like, who's coming in now? You know, do they have enough time to work on it? For me, work needs to be happening now. You know, like, I know the season's not over until Saturday, but it's done. It's done. It needs to happen now. And, you know, when I'm being critical of Nagel, he is only his first season. You're absolutely right. But, you know, and I appreciate it's culturally different, but he's been a big talker this season. He's come out and done video diaries. He's done documentaries. He's been a big talker this season. And, like, he does need to show accountability as well. And I'm not calling for his head, but, you know, people have joked about it, but, like, when we finally won a game for ages ago, he came out and did a video diary. We hadn't heard anything from him apart from, you know, and replying to Dom Housen, when Dom Housen basically wants to, I think, metaphorically wrestle him to the ground because he's fuming. You know, and he's tweeting about Sacramento, like Kieran Phillips getting a brace, you know, after we've been relegated. Like, it's frustrating, you know, like, it's not good. And I think he can get it right, you know, and we knew they were going to make mistakes, but, you know, it's, I don't know, I think he's got, you know, he has to start putting up some answers. And more importantly, and this isn't just a Nagel thing, I think this has been the thing for the last few years, we need to see some stuff happen. We've always talked about the future and what we can see. Need to see it now. We're a third tier side, you know. And it's just not the stuff that you've, you know, they've decided to do, like rebuild the academy. I think it's all positive, but it's, you know, we've not seen the results, and we won't see the results for years. So, you know, I think fans have a lot to get frustrated with. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on a rant about a fellow man with a mustache, but, you know, I think it's really interesting to hear what he has to say, and more importantly, what's going to happen over the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I will stop ranting. Let's hear from our sponsors, Magic Rock Brewing. This episode is sponsored, as always, by Magic Rock. They love to sponsor, I'm sure, many rants that you'll hear in a pub. But don't forget, you can get 10% off any online orders that you do with our code AHTTC10. Get that entered, save yourself a bit of cash. In the second half, we are going to talk about a cup final review for Huddersfield Town Women. Do you keep Andre Breitenreiter? And we're going to answer some of your questions. So don't stick around. Well, do stick around. We want to hear you.
Don't stick around.
Don't come back.
Stop listening.
Cozzy, what's your favourite away day?
Matt, it's got to be the City Ground at Nottingham. Just old school stadium, you're right near the pitch, great atmosphere. But there's nothing like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Okay, we're back. Town Women. They won the Sheffield and Hallamshire County Cup. They beat Doncaster Rover Bells 3-2 in a really thrilling game at Hillsborough. Obviously, the pod this season have sponsored Huddersfield Town captain Bethfield, and she updated us on the game with a nice little voice note, and you can tell she's happy to finish on a high, and here's that recording now.
Hello. Yeah, obviously, really positive result for us, winning 3-2, winning the County Cup. Retaining the County Cup as well, so yeah, it was a really great day, and everyone's feeling happy, feeling proud of that accomplishment, so yeah, really good day all round. In terms of the actual game, I don't think we were at our best, to be honest. We went in at half time thinking we should probably be 2 or 3 nil up. We had some great opportunities and felt like we dominated that first half. But obviously coming in at 1-0, Donny are obviously still in the game, and they managed to equalise twice as well throughout the second half. So thankfully, Yaz was on top form and managed to score a hat-trick to win it for us late on. But yeah, I think performance-wise, probably not our best, but we just had enough to keep going and to get the win. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it, in a final, how you play. It just matters that you get the win. So, yeah, it was really good. Like I said in previous episodes, it's been the toughest season ever, I think. So, yeah, it's nice to have a bit of success to look back on, and obviously for our efforts this season, despite what's happened in the league. So yeah, obviously we've got one more game to go at the weekend. Hopefully we can finish that with a positive result, and then it will just be rebuilding for next year. But I think it's a good, obviously Donny are in, will be in the same league next year, so it was a good kind of tester to see what it'll be like and where we're at. So yeah, but yeah, really happy and proud to have won the County Cup again. So yeah, all good.
Thanks, Beth, for that. Up them trophy-winning Terriers. So, if you fancy supporting Town Women, they're hosting Sourbridge in a dead rubber this Sunday. because unfortunately they have also been relegated, double relegation for the Terriers. And it's Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff at Staflex Arena, Stores Hall, Shelley. So get along if you can. It's meant to be nice weather as well. So yeah, let's do that. Tom, we did a poll, as we always do on Twitter. It is about Andrew Brighton, right? Let's get into it, shall we? Because we wanted to know, would you have him for League One? I'm quite intrigued by this because I think there's been a lot of, a lot of stuff around this. So the question we asked specifically was, it looks uncertain about Andrew Brighton right staying at Huddersfield Town. Would you want to keep him as our manager in League One next season? 57% of you said yes, 18% said no, and 25% said I'm not fussed either way, which is quite interesting. It probably shows you about the apathy that we were talking about. I'm going to read some comments and then we'll get into it, Tom. Fletch, he says, smart answer is yes. A coach with his acumen shouldn't be sniffed at. However, given the level he's coached at, not sure of his appetite to manage at League One level. Add to that his recent comments, would need a sweet offer from Kevin Nagel to convince him, I think. Guy Bradley says, make the change. Clearly doesn't want to be here and doesn't have a handle on discipline. Bring in someone. Oh, sorry, that was Hannah Carr, actually. My apologies. Bring in someone with proven experience in League One and elevate John Worthington into an assistant role. Apologies for that, Hannah, but it was a good point. Sky Blue Terrier, he's got to know the players after the last 3 months. He should know who the club needs to get rid of, who needs to stay at all costs, and he should also be working with recruitment to identify players. Hopefully he has a black book like David Wagner did. Suvan John says, I would like to keep him, but I'm not sure if he's ever motivated to work in League One football. Jodie Calvert, she says, if his heart is in it, I'd like him to stay. I feel he could do a decent job of rebuilding once the culture behind the scenes is sorted. Nick says, no. His interview with Hoggy on Saturday sounded like a man who's lost the dressing room and can't wait to go home. And the Town Stand 115 says, no, because we need a fresh start with a manager that knows the league and doesn't stand for any nonsense behind the scenes. So, Tom, majority do want to keep him, but there was a few people not sure. What is your take on this? What would you like to see?
Now the kind of dust has settled, I guess my question about Mr. Brighton Writer is, was he even the right appointment for the Championship and the position we were in at the time he came in? Because I mean, obviously this squad has got a bit of a problem with certain players. But Mr. Warnock was able to come in and motivate them and get them together as a team. And we haven't signed that many, have we? Like, we haven't had that many additions. I mean, a few came in January. But Andre just doesn't sound like that's happened. And really, like, was the appointment right in the first place? He's never managed in England before. That his first job was in the Championship. He didn't really know the league, so him then going down to League One, I don't know if that is the most sensible thing either. I think you've already named Paul Cook as well, like someone like that. Do you know what I mean? Someone who knows the league, someone who knows what you have to do to get out of that league and how to win games. So I think Brighton Wright would have been a great appointment right after Carlos. Would have been an absolutely brilliant appointment right after Carlos. Not with a team that has just got a mentality of losing, and obviously there's a trouble in the dressing room. So I don't think I want him to stay, to be honest, Brady. I don't think his heart will be in it at that level either. So and I don't know if him bringing in players from whatever, Germany, Austria, wherever he's managed before, are going to A, want to come to League One or kind of be built for it. You need someone who knows what they're talking about at that level and what kind of player you need. So, yeah, it's a no from me. I think I do like him, and I think right time, right place, he would have been absolutely amazing appointment, and it could have worked really well. But I think, yeah, it's gone for me.
if I'm playing devil's advocate with you, like getting rid of another manager, that does that solve things?
No. I said whoever gets it next has to be in charge for the next, like, if even if we go down, has to be in charge. But I don't think he wants it anymore. Like that interview he did with Hoggy, yeah, it's not a man who wants to stay about for me, or at least wants nothing to do with this, with maybe some of these players, yeah, and the setup. Okay. So, yeah, that's, we need consistency, but I just, yeah. He'll need a certain amount of promises and knowing what's going to happen for him to stay about for me.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think he'll need a lot of reassurances and get to get the squad. And I don't know, because to be honest, it's been hard. I think it was going to be difficult for any manager who came in, and it was a gamble, and it's a gamble that's not paid off. I know Dom on the main show was kind of, he's not sure what he's seen from Brighton Wrighter. I think he's made mistakes. I also think it's, you know, it's clearly a bit of a player issue as well, as we've kind of touched on, and several managers. And I don't want to lose another manager. I think that's my worry, because I think, and this, we're already at this point for me, is some of the players in the squad who clearly, you know, are leaving early and not showing the right attitude, according to our manager, they'll just wait. They're just waiting managers out. You know, they're just like, oh, well, who cares what you have to say?
That's it, though. Was he... I just feel like at the time as well he signed, he just didn't feel like he was brought in as a long-term project either. I feel like it was all very... this is a guy that's going to keep us up. It was his contract 2 years.
2.5 years.
Not even that. It was two. Oh, so it's not terrible, but it's not. It just felt like one of those, he's like, if he don't keep us up, he's going, kind of thing. And you look at like the record of it, the clubs he's been at as well before. He's never really done like a long stint somewhere, I don't think, is it? It's all like 2 or 3 seasons. So,
yeah.
I have got that feeling. Yeah, I don't think he'll be here. I don't think he'll want to be here.
No, I think it's hard. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose it's even the, because we're not going to, it's not like we're going to completely clear the decks and start. There will be some players still there. I suppose for me, if you get rid of him, well, you know, if he goes, I think it'd probably be more he goes than... we get rid of him. I think the type of manager we're going to get is not going to be particularly attractive either, but you know, just get out of that league. The people we're linked with, I mean, we talked about Michael Duff. Yeah, that's the type of manager we need. You know, I know it's not exciting, but look at where we are. You know, some fans might not like this idea, but Liam Richardson, I know he's done terrible at Rotherham, but you know, they're a club that are battling resources all the time, and he got Wigan, you know, promoted in a very difficult circumstances. They're the type of manager you need if Brighton Wright's not going to stay. And they're not exciting names, you know, they're not. But if we are serious about getting out of League One next season, and Brighton Wright's not going to be here, and we're not going to have a, that's the, you know, like I say, Paul Warne, every season he's been in League One. Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be there.
Paul what?
For long. Because I, like you said, I haven't heard one positive from a Derby fan about Paul Warne this season. Apart from them getting promoted, they just absolutely hate the football. They absolutely hate the football.
Mm. Kind of goes against, we want to see something we can get behind. But I mean, yeah, what I would say is every season Paul Warne's been in League One, he's got promoted.
Yeah.
Until he came to town. But yeah, they're the type of people you're looking at if Brighton Wrighter doesn't want to stay. I think it's, to be honest, I'm not an Opta analysis like Hartrick, or, you know, I'm not chicken, I don't analyse the games, but for me, I think it's been really hard to judge Brian Rutter. Like, I think he's made mistakes, but I just think, like, look at the injuries we've had, look at the squad, look at the situation he's talking about. He's clearly had success somewhere, didn't have a good experience in his last role. But I think it's really hard to judge. It's, you know, I'm not comparing him to Jan Sievert at all, but it's like, it's a bit like the Sievert situation for me in the Championship, but it's like, I think if he does want it, you kind of got to give him the chance to see if it's going to work. Because, you know, I've not, hand on heart, I don't really blame him for this relegation. And I think he's made mistakes and I think he's contributed to it, but it's not all on him. And I don't really know if he's the right fit for Town. Like, I honestly can't say that. I don't know about you, Tom.
Yeah, no, I would not really pin. There's no way you can pin the relegation on him, obviously. There has been some questionable substitutions at certain times in games that I think you maybe say, oh, did that affect the outcome of that game and all that. But yeah, my main thing about him staying is, does he want to do it? And if you are just keeping him because he's under contract, then yeah, that's not going to work. That's not going to help us next season at all.
No, very true, very true. I suppose it's a completely different thing, but, you know, if he doesn't want to be there and we keep him and he's kind of, you know, I'm better than this division, you know, it's a completely different comparison. But you look at Tottenham, for example, they have managers like Conte and Mourinho, and they were, this is above my level, and that doesn't go down well. And you look at what Ange Postecoglou has done and kind of reinvigorated the fan base. Like, again, that's maybe something Town need, but I agree with you. If he's, you know, again, if he don't want to be here, I think that's your decision made, you know. But yeah, bleak stuff. Tom, do you care about this game and what the result will be? Should we just do the match prediction?
Yeah, 14-0. 14-0, and then... what do we need Plymouth to? Well, if we win, what we need to have is it a 14 goal swing? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 14 goal swing.
And then Birmingham not to win.
Yeah.
And then we stay up. Do you know what's going to be just absolutely killer, Brady? If we do win, Plymouth lose, Birmingham lose, and we go down on goal difference. Like that is just
not gonna happen, Tom.
That, yeah, but, do you know what I mean? I don't like, and then, but that would just sum up the amount of draws that we've had this year, and that has just cost us. And you'd be looking at that and be thinking, what's the face that referee giving that penalty in the last minute at Bristol City?
Oh, Tom, come on, you'd be no, thinking, no, I'm not having that. What about just, the 9 games they've won all season? Like,
yeah,
the
18 games.
I'm not having it. Come on.
I'm just, stop. Yeah, but it's fine margins, Brady. I was going to list all the other draws as well, then, but that's the that's the most recent one, isn't it? Or Birmingham.
Yeah, but they're not going to get relegated for that. Like, you can't blame that.
I'm not. Right. Yeah, but it's fine. It is fine margins, isn't it, Brady?
No, come on. Come on. Stop it.
These players haven't been good enough all season, but I'm just saying.
They didn't beat Rotherham away from home.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That was another penalty, potentially. Kasumu, wasn't it? Penalty for Kasumu. But they're the draws where we have had things in the game that should have turned it into wins. I mean, the QPR one away where we conceded in the last minute as well. But then that probably keeps hold of Darren Moore for another few games.
Yeah, and that would work out well based on him getting relegated with Port Vale.
If it went that way and we went down on goal difference, then that'd just be absolutely awful, wouldn't it?
Okay.
It'd be absolutely awful.
I'm
actually hoping we lose so there's no chance of us going down on goal difference, because that'd make me feel sick.
God. Where's your tinfoil hat, Tom? Jeez. Yeah, I think we'll lose. I think we'll lose 3-1. And I would play the kids. you know, like if you can play the players who are going to be here for League One. Yeah, that's what I'd do. And
I'd let them do that. Pick a position out of a hat and put anyone whoever gets it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd let them do.
Yeah, do it because it'll really annoy other teams if we do. You know, like when Wagner changed the complete team after we'd confirmed, like, just do that. Yeah, why not? Just upset other people, be really bitter and twisted about it. Before speaking of bitter and twisted, we've got some mailbag questions to answer. We're being the bitter and twisted people, not you lovely people that send in the questions. Let's hear the jingle because we haven't heard it in a while.
You've got mail.
That's my favourite jingle, you know. Anyway, Tom, Marcus Berler says, one game to go, some players won't be here next season. So are there any young lads you'd like to get game time, like to see get game time in this last game? Yeah, Tom Yapenda is my shout.
That's the one, I think. Maybe get Pavel Abbott's lad on for the last game of the season. Be good. Yeah. That'd be a good laugh.
That'd be a good laugh. I'm trying to think who else. Pat Jones, if he's fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to think about it. I'm just literally naming people. I'd like Ben Wiles to start, actually. And I'd like Bojan to start. That's who I'd like to see. That's that young lads. I think there'll be some interest in him, but I'd start him. You know, I think he's played pretty well. You know, for the season, I know he was kind of at fault for the goal, but I think, you know, 19-year-old lad. Yeah, maybe Headley again. I know he's still young, but I'm not saying he'll go and smash it in League One, but yeah, these are the type of players. I'm with you though, Tom, actually. Yeah, play Pavel Abbott's lad as well.
Yeah.
Getting some game time off the bench. But yeah, Tom Yapenda, I'd start him. They're going to get annoyed at me, but I imagine we'll see the return of Scott High in League One as well. So it's a shame he's out on loan because I would have played him in this one.
Oh, yeah. We actually still... Is Scott High's contract up at the end of the season? I hope not because, like, yeah, I would... I'd totally have him back at League One.
Yeah. Play Tom Edwards just to annoy everyone as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Guy Bradley, which current squad player... or member, could make the biggest impact in League One? Squad, I have to say, Reece Healy, I think he's shown enough for me. He shows he can finish if we can get the service to him. I think he could be very good in League One. He's the kind of one who stands out for me. I think Bojan as well, like, there's glimpses, you know, I think a full pre-season for him. Mm. I think we could see a different player. Ben Wiles, I touched on, I think he's kind of been playing with a knock. League One's, you know, I think, again, another pre-season with him. They're kind of the three that come to mind. Tom, anyone for you, squad members?
Josh Cromer, potentially. Maybe. Mike Pearson. Yeah. There's a lot, though, that I would not be worried about them leaving. To be honest, there's some that you call your kind of your best players this season that I wouldn't be bothered about them leaving. I think there's some that potentially been a bit overrated this year. I'm just going to throw it out there. Michael Helic, has he actually been that good? I think the start of the year, he was pretty good, defended pretty well, scored some goals, obviously. I think that's kind of papered over a lot of his own personal performances, because I think especially in the last two or three months some of his defending has been absolutely atrocious, and he's like supposedly like one of your leaders in the team, and I've never really ever seen that from him, the kind of leadership qualities that maybe are supposed to be there. And then I just look at those players, so I'm gonna say these are the players that I think are in that kind of tier. Are you Helic, Nichols, Sauber, probably those three to start with are the ones that you maybe think, are they going to get are they going to get moves? Maybe Radoni sneaks in there, but he's still young, and I think you might be able to keep a hold of Radoni for at least half a season in League One if he does. But I just don't see how any of those players in that whole squad can come away from the end of the season and think, oh yeah, I'm going to get a move into a top half championship side here. Do you know what I mean? I can only see maybe teams that have potentially gone up or someone more bottom half signing someone like Helic, Nichols or Sauber.
Yeah, I think Sauber's got good metrics though, hasn't he? So yeah. I think that's a bit of an easier one. I think Nichols...
Yeah, you know, Sauber is a very easy one. Like, yeah.
Sauber's an easy sell. Nichols, he was in Championship Team of the Year not that long ago. I suppose it's interesting with keepers, isn't it? Depends on who'd go for him, but...
Because what's he, 31? Nichols?
Yeah.
And the thing is, 29?
I don't think he's amazing. It depends on the style of play, because I don't think he's amazing with the ball at his feet. So, I think that's a bit of an interesting one. Mm. No, keepers need to use their hands. But yeah, people like to play out of the back. I don't think he's always amazing with some of his balls. Helic, I think 9 goals from a defender, I think someone will take a punt on him. But you could, yeah, I think so. I think Sauber will go. I think someone would take a punt on Radoni, but I'm like you, I'd try and keep him, because I have to say, I think he can be quite inconsistent. But I thought he was one of the players who was, you know, on Saturday, who could stand, you know, have the head held high after the game. He tried hard. I think he tried things, and, you know, he was still trying to make things happen. Turton, again, touched on him. I thought he was very good. He's someone I'd keep. Sorry, we've just kind of listed players. Maybe we should do a little bit of an extra at the end of the season about this, about who we'd want. But yeah, again, Tom Lee's someone I'd keep in League One. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final question, Tom. We kind of touched on this, but Jack says, why does everyone seem to be okay with Brighton Matt leaving? So what if the players are toxic? You've signed a 3-year deal. Get rid of them. You knew relegation was a possibility when you took over the job, Andre. Feels like he's talked a game of staying up and now running. Do you think people are okay with Brighton Matt leaving? I'm not so sure. I think, so, yeah, what was it, like 25% aren't fussed? But I think if you don't want to be here, you don't want to keep someone.
No, that's the main thing. And I think that's the disappointing thing. I think that's what I'm not okay with, potentially, is maybe him not wanting to stick around because of the league they're in. And that's it. Yeah, you signed up to this club. Maybe you thought you were going to keep it up, or you thought it'd be easier than it was going to be, and it didn't happen. So now you've got to be, yeah, you've got, what, another two and a half years on your contract. So, yeah. You should now be fighting to the next season and getting us straight back into the Championship. But if that's not the attitude that he's got, then yeah, you don't want that sticking around, do you? But we'll see what happens over the next few days. I'm pretty sure it'll be sooner rather than later. It's not going to be like Carlos walking, whatever it was, 3 weeks before season started, is it?
No, they can't let that happen anyway. But yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Tom, this is the final preview show of the season. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners before we go? Like, we've managed to get, what, nearly an hour out of a game that has no consequence, really.
Yeah, if you listen to all this, then that was just me and you moaning, so well done. Thanks for listening. As always, it's been a pleasure this season, hasn't it, Brady? I mean, at least it will potentially be some newer teams next season that we get to visit and go away to. So that's one positive.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No. I mean, Tom and I, like, it's been a bit, and, you know, we've not exactly been keen to do this at times, but you guys sending in all your questions, replying to our stuff, like, you know, interacting with us, that's kind of made us want to jump on and talk about stuff. So I do want to, like, it's a bit cheesy, but, like, genuinely thanks to everyone who's kind of contributed and listened. It's been, yeah, it's kept us going, because it's been a bit of a miserable season, hasn't it, by all accounts. And we've still had a laugh, you know, when we stopped recording on these, I feel a lot better than I did going into it. So, and that's because of everyone who listens and chips in. So, yeah, thank you very much for all that. I suppose that's it then, Tom. We are officially going to be a League One podcast. So I think we'll leave it there. Hey, as I always say, as James's dad used to say, it don't matter what division they're in, we'll still go see him. And if I can't leave you on that, look, it hurts right now, but I know myself, I'll be like, I'm not going to go. I'm fed up. This club, blah, blah, blah. Then those fixtures will get released, and I'll be like, oh, do you know what?
Shrewsbury away.
Yeah, Shrewsbury, this could be our year. You know, like, forget what's happened. And that's why we love football. So it's the hope that kills you. But what's the point of doing all this if we don't have hope? And we'll leave it there. Ta-ta for now, and up the town.
It's a town player. Bring the car back to Huddersfield.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Lads, what's your favourite 90th minute goal?
Got to be Heffley against Leeds. A shot from Moy and sliding in at the death, Michael Heffley. Great finish to the game. Shared with my family, only made better by ordering McDonald's via McDelivery afterwards. 3 points, McNugget share box, spot on. Order McDelivery now by the McDonald's app. You in.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.